Leandra had to pull her lips out into her palm to keep them from spreading outward. Alex let out a shameless blast. He wasn't Pentecostal. "How'd we get on this subject?" I asked. "We were talking about what happened to Creed, and all of a sudden, it's who drives a souped-up old bomb car." "I thought we were talking about a murder," Alex said, "and Leandra was telling us who she thought did it." "Wait, wait, reality check." I had thought of something. "Tell me what boon could write that note? I wish to understand life and luck and liberty. Defects I've been cursed with." Renee smirked. "Maybe it was Bo and Sean Mathers and Dallas Everett. 3 boon brains equal 1 normal brain." "God, remind me never to get on your bad side," I said again, shivering. Some thought passed through my head that I wished I had stayed outside with Allie. I mean, it's not like I'm some saint who had never ripped on the boons. I'd had my share of fun. I came into school the first day of freshman year, took one look at them, and thought, what planet did these people drop from? But now this kid was in the black hole, and none of my friends seemed to care. Even Leandra, I thought. She wasn't concerned about Chris. She was concerned about whether or not she was gossiping. It was still all about her. And they were scoping out boons and pointing the finger. I mean, they were talking about a murder here. And for evidence, they were bringing up zits, souped-up cars, and people smelling bad. I didn't feel like telling them I was going to Allie's. I hoped her new boyfriend was a college dude. A college dude might be old enough not to want to whack everybody verbally or make jokes about Creed. My own friends were getting on my nerves some.